This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. All right, and of course, today, all throughout this day, BFM is going to be celebrating World Environment Day with a variety of different programming for you. And right now, as part of that, we are taking a closer look at environmental, social and governance investments, which have become mainstream in capital markets. In fact, demand for ESG funds has been strong in this COVID-19 era as questions of sustainability and an awareness of the environment becomes more acute.
Yes, in fact, Malaysia, the EPF is targeting to make all its investments based on ESG practices by 2030. But of course, this big question here, what is the state of ESG compliance on Malaysian listed companies, and do returns have to be sacrificed in making all these ESG investments?
Questions we pose to Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research at RHB Investment Bank. Thanks for speaking to us again this morning, Alex. So ESG investing appears to be in vogue globally, with more than a quarter of new funds having such a label. But in Malaysia, is there the same impetus?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. I think the ESG investing trend, it's not a fad. I think it's something that is here to stay. There's greater awareness of ESG issues and the role that investing in such companies can play in our lives and affect the world around us. I think in Malaysia, this trend is still in its infancy compared to more developed markets like Europe that have been looking at ESG issues for the last 15 to 20 years. So, in Malaysia, it's not just the millennials who are demanding options for investment in ESG type companies and ESG funds in particular. This spreads across, all age groups. And also the GLC funds, as you pointed out earlier, have been at the forefront of driving ESG investing. As a result, the investment community in Malaysia has taken up that challenge and taken the lead to also use ESG analysis and ESG considerations when making our investment recommendations. So, to this regard, RHB has we've been planning a corporate day on ESG issues to raise awareness, and we'll be doing that later this month in June.
So, Alex, looking at the stocks under RHB's coverage, then which meets the ESG criteria? People say there is some sentiment that investors have to sacrifice returns when you want to look at ESG. Is that view reasonable under your the stocks that under your coverage?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think in Malaysia, because ESG investing is still relatively in its infancy, there isn't that much data that we can actually draw on to say that ESG investing or ESG companies with strong ESG credentials will definitely outperform. But in more developed markets, in the US, Europe, you can find tons of data points to suggest that ESG compliant companies have done better. And of course, there's lots of information to suggest that ESG-centered funds and ETFs have actually drawn in a large chunk of the funds made available for investing. So it's not a binary criteria to say that you're either ESG compliant company or not. I think various companies are in various stages of the ESG journey, and I think what investors want to see is also what the managements of those companies, of listed companies, are actually doing to improve their ESG profile. So it's really a journey more than anything.
With that, what are your top ESG picks?
Okay, since the beginning of 2021, RHB has implemented a proprietary system of ESG scoring where our analysts grade each company that is under our permanent coverage on a 9-factor analysis, 3 for each of each E, S, and G. And, you know, we derive a, you know, a scoring methodology. And the stocks with the highest ESG score would include names like Gamuda, Sunway REIT, Nestle, and Randhill Utilities.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research at RHB Investment Bank. Alex is a CMSRL holder licensed to undertake the regulated activity of investment advice. He doesn't have any interest or affiliations with any particular stocks that were discussed today. But of course, please refer to the section on disclosure of conflict of interest in the relevant research reports for the respective stocks.
Yeah, I didn't catch all the stocks that you said, but Gamuda is down 1.5% this morning, 3 ringgit 20. And if I can quickly pick up Sunway REIT, Bloomberg, come on, you can help me with this. All right, Mr. Bloomberg, thank you. Sunway REIT is down 1.4% this morning, 1 ringgit 44 cent. Year-to-date, down 4%, and on one-year basis, down 11%.
And that is all of the corporate news that we have for you this morning, because we're about to head into the 9:30 news bulletin. But don't go away. After the news, we're going to be coming back with the Property Show, where Sim Weibun speaks with Zaiman Zulkifli of the Tropical Rainforest Conservation Research Centre in conjunction with World Environment Day. So be sure to stay tuned for that. After the news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.